A new infusion of talent will provide your agency and every agency with extra brain power. Ellen West Lazar is former senior advisor to the chairman of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. She's now an independent consultant. She's newly elected as a fellow at the National Academy of Public Administration. I asked her what areas of expertise she's passionate about that she'll be able to contribute to NAPA's work.
The issues of wealth inequality, poverty, and community development, and how the government provides leadership and activities, stimulation in that area. I also had a great experience helping to build organizations, both at the Treasury and working at the FDIC with the chairman. And I'm very interested personally in issues of federal procurement and human resource issues so that we could get the best talent coming to the federal government and putting in some years of federal service.
You know, the talent issue is one that I talk about a lot on my program, Ellen. And bringing people into government certainly is important. Finding and attracting quality people. The HR folks that I talk to in government tell me if that's challenge one, challenge 1A is getting the really good people to stay and decide they want to continue their public service.
Yeah, no, I understand that. And I think providing opportunities in the private sector for a period of time, the types of ways that one could make the federal government experience really enriching and being responsive to people's developmental needs is very important.
That tracks with what I see when I look at your career track, Ellen. Your last federal position was as senior advisor to the chair of the FDIC, Sheila Bair. Before that, you were a partner at an organization called Venture Philanthropy Partners, a philanthropic organization. Then you were at the Fannie Mae Foundation before that. So you've gone in and out of public service and the nonprofit world and philanthropic organizations as well. And I wonder if you think that maybe federal HR leaders are a little too leery about people who want to serve in the government for a while and serve in another capacity for a while and then come back in and kind of move from one world to the other, all while maintaining a career of public service?
Well, I feel that my own experience was very my experience as a federal official was completely enhanced by my private sector experience. I worked for many years as the general counsel of Enterprise Foundation, now known as Enterprise Community Partners, which is a nonprofit intermediary, and that really helped inform my work at the Treasury Department as the head of the Community Development Financial Institutions Fund. And later, when I went to work at the FDIC, my work with the financial services sector and their services to low and moderate income people really was informed by my private sector experience. So I think that people coming in and out can have a really excellent effect on federal service and the type of experiences that you could share with your colleagues, I think was important.
What would you like to see flexibility-wise for leaders in federal organizations to either bring people in from the outside or help them find spots in the outside that will enhance their careers, or for the individual employees to be able to navigate among the government, nonprofit, academic worlds to be able to offer a better package to the federal government and to the taxpayer as an employee?
You know, I think that there's really a lot of work that could be done both at OPM, and hopefully I'll get to do some at NAPA in thinking about these issues. There are rules in place now that have been very helpful. I know that in this administration, a number of my colleagues from the private sector had opportunities to work and make a contribution at the Department of Housing and Urban Development. And it takes really creative leadership in the federal government and in the HR departments and the agencies and at OPM to really think of ways of bringing in talent that will help enhance good ideas in the federal government.
Ellen West Lazar is one of the is a member of the new class of NAPA fellows, National Academy of Public Administration, electing 17 new fellows, and Ellen is one of them. She's former senior advisor to the chairman of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the FDIC. Ellen, moving forward, NAPA expects to be able to work with a number of federal agencies. Are there agencies that maybe you haven't had experience with, or areas of work in the federal government that you haven't had as much experience with, that would like to you would like to approach as kind of your stretch opportunities to do things you maybe haven't had a chance to before?
Well, that's interesting. You know, I did a lot of work with the Office of Management and Budget during my time at Treasury, and later when I ran NeighborWorks America, which was formerly called the Neighborhood Reinvestment Corporation. I had to work, you know, I did a lot of work around power appropriation. And I'd like to maybe spend some more time at OMB thinking about some of these issues, particularly the federal procurement issues, which I don't have a lot of experience with, but I'd like to learn more about.
The procurement area is a tough nut to crack right now, and the primary focus there seems to be convincing agencies that it is wise and useful to share services and to stop reinventing the wheel for every individual thing. Throughout your experience at HUD, at the Treasury Department, and at FDIC, did you ever see that opportunities where agencies could save money by doing things in cooperation with their partners at other agencies?
Well, you know, Treasury, through the Bureau of Public Debt, has done a lot of work to in this area. And, I think that as you go across the government, there's lots of opportunities to streamline and share services. My husband, before he retired, was working at the Department of Homeland Security and working on a big transformation project in the citizenship and immigration sphere. And, you know, it seemed to me there in talking with him about his project that there was lots of opportunity to be more creative.